हरे कृष्णा। सो कृष्णा हैज सक्सेसफुली डिस्क्राइब्ड अबाउट अष्टांग योगी, द प्रोसेस, ऑब्स्टिकल्स, हाउ टू ओवरकम द ऑब्स्टिकल्स, व्हाट विल हैपन टू द योगी, अष्टांग योगी और एनी ट्रांसेंडेंटलिस्ट फॉर दैट मैटर, इफ ही फॉल्स डाउन फ्रॉम द प्रोसेस एंड डज नॉट अटेन परफेक्शन। नाउ आफ्टर स्पीकिंग ऑल दिस, फाइनली कृष्णा इज कंक्लूडिंग दिस चैप्टर। सो नाउ कृष्णा इज गोइंग टू टेल that who is the topmost yogi. So first Krishna gives one personality as topmost, and then in the next verse he defeats that and he tells, no, this personality is the topmost. So let's see this one by one, starting from shloka number 46.
Tapasvibhyodhiko yogi jnanibhyopi matodikah कर्मीभ्यश्चाधिको योगी तस्माद् योगी भवार्जुन।
सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग तपस्वी भ्यो अधिको योगी, अ योगी इज ग्रेटर देन अ तपस्वी एन एसेटिक।
ज्ञानिभ्यो अपि मतो अधिकः,
एंड अ ज्ञानी और एम्पिरिस्ट, ही इज ग्रेटर, सॉरी ही इज और अ योगी इज ग्रेटर देन अ ज्ञानी और एम्पिरिस्ट। एंड कर्मिभ्यश्चाधिको योगी, एंड अ योगी इज ग्रेटर देन इवन अ फ्रूटिव वर्कर।
तस्माद् योगी भवार्जुना, देयरफॉर तस्माद् ओ अर्जुना,
इन ऑल सर्कमस्टेंसेस बी अ योगी। सो इन दिस वे व्हाट कृष्णा इज टेलिंग हियर इज अबव द फ्रूटिव वर्कर कर्मी इज द नेक्स्ट लेवल, that is a jnani or empirist, and then the next is the yogi. So yogi as compared to jnani and karmi is on the highest level. So obviously tapasvi is also there here. So yogi and then tapasvi, jnani and karmi, so these are the this is the sequence basically, and yogi is at the top. This is what Krishna is saying. And here when we are talking about yogi, we are talking about ashtanga yogi. So let's get into this. Oh, this word is empiricist, that is jnani. Now here it is said that when we speak of yoga, we refer to linking our consciousness with supreme absolute truth. Now yoga comes from the root word yuj, yuj, yuj. So that basically means linking or to join. So what are we doing? What are we connecting with? What is the link that is getting established in yoga? It's all about the connection between the soul and the super soul. So it is called as a connection, yoga. And when successfully this connection is happening, then we can say the person has attained perfection. So here, so it is said that linking our consciousness with the supreme absolute truth is actually yoga. Now, when we speak that every day from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, for 1 hour I do yoga. Now it will be very clear what type of yoga we are doing on the yoga mat. So this is yoga, connecting with Supreme, not doing some asanas and maintaining one's health. Such a process is named differently by various practitioners in terms of the particular method adopted. Now yoga is there. So this word yoga is there with, you know, all the different types of practices like karma yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. So yoga is there, and the goal of all these processes is very clear. That is linking one's consciousness with the Supreme. That's very, very clear. So based on the process, the name is actually given. So here are some of the names those are given. Karma Yoga. So what is Karma Yoga? When predominantly it's fruitive activities, it is called Karma Yoga. What is Jnana Yoga then? Predominantly, it is empirical, philosophical speculation. That is Jnana Yoga. And what is Bhakti Yoga then? Predominantly, it is devotional service. So that is Bhakti Yoga. Very nicely, it is given here that Bhakti Yoga or Krishna consciousness is the ultimate perfection of all yogas, as explained in the next verse. So we'll see in shloka number 47, Krishna concludes that who is the topmost yogi? So in that, we'll be talking about Bhakti Yoga. The Lord has confirmed herein the superiority of yoga But he has not mentioned that it is better than Bhakti Yoga. So this, suppose if someone takes this verse and he's saying, no, see, Ashtanga Yoga is the topmost. But then here comparison with Ashtanga Yoga was what? Ashtanga Yoga, then Tapasya, that is austerity, and then we had Jnana Yoga, and then we had Karma Yoga. So nowhere Bhakti Yoga is there in this comparison. So since Bhakti Yoga is not there, so one should expect that Krishna will speak about it, and he's going to do that in the next shloka. By the way, here this tapasya is given. So we didn't discuss tapasya here in 6th chapter. So where is it given? So it is given in chapter number 4, shloka number 28, where we are speaking about dravya yagya tapo yagya. So in that tapo yagna that we spoke, that's what is given here. Tapo yagna, that is austerities basically. Then here it is said that Bhakti Yoga is full spiritual knowledge and therefore nothing can excel it. Then asceticism without self-knowledge is imperfect. Empiric knowledge without surrender to Supreme Lord is also imperfect, and fruitive work without Krishna consciousness is a waste of time. So what is spoken here? Let's try to understand this. Now see, when it comes to tapasvi, when it comes to a person who is doing austerities, now such a person is not yet acquired knowledge. So he's on a low platform. And then comes the next level, that is jnani. Now jnani has acquired knowledge, but then max to max he'll reach what? Brahman. The effulgence coming from the body of light. So Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagwan. So max to max he'll reach Brahman. Now when it comes to the karmis, so they are not going to reach much. But the karmis or karma yogis, they are more interested in fruitive activities. Like they will act piously by constructing some schools and constructing some wells and roads, some offering some charity or whatever. So max to max what destination they'll get? Some swargaloka in the material world. So as compared to a karma yogi, jnana yogi is better because at least he is going beyond the material realm. But then again, that personality has not attained the highest perfection. He is still at the stage of Brahman. So when it comes to a yogi, an Ashtanga yogi, so he goes to a deeper understanding of super soul. This is a very important point to note. He goes to the level of understanding Paramatma. So since he is going to the level of Paramatma, in comparison to all of them, he is actually the topmost. So in this way, you know, we understand that a yogi is topmost as compared to a jnana yogi, karma yogi, and the tapasvi who is there. Therefore, the most highly praised form of yoga performance mentioned here is Bhakti Yoga, and it will be clearly explained in the next verse. So here, Bhakti Yoga is said as full spiritual knowledge, and therefore nothing can excel it. So when we say Bhakti Yoga, what are we talking about? Which realization are we talking about? So Brahman realization at the level of Jnani, Jnana Yoga. When it comes to Paramatma realization, that is there at the level of Ashtanga Yoga. But when it comes to Bhagwan realization, this is possible only and only and only in Bhakti Yoga. The complete understanding one can get in Bhakti Yoga. And this complete understanding is very much involved in the process of chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So what are these holy names basically? Hare Krishna and Rama. So what are these holy names basically? It is the Lord in full potency. He is present in the holy name. It is called as Nam Avatar. So Lord in the age of Kali Yuga, he has descended in the form of his holy name just to deliver all the fallen souls of the age of Kali. So this point, you know, we need to note when we are chanting the holy names of the Lord. Lord has invested all his energies and potencies in the holy name. And it is so wonderful that to associate with the Lord, there is no need to take appointment. Any time we can chant, at any place we can chant, in any state of our existence we can chant. This is the mercy of the Lord, and this is the glory of the process of Bhakti Yoga. Anyone and everyone, without any qualification, without seeing time, without seeing place, one can chant the holy names of the Lord. Such nice things are not there when it comes to Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Karma Yoga or whatever. All of them, they endeavor so much. They have to see time, place, circumstance, person, qualification and so on and so forth. But when it comes to a Bhakti Yogi, it is made it very, very easy. so that anyone and everyone can take it up without qualification also. So this entire thing of Bhakti Yoga is a very, very important thing, or a very topmost thing for a person who is understanding the entire yoga process, that is, all the different types of yogas. After going through all that, he should come to one important understanding that Bhakti Yoga is the topmost. Then we can say that his study has reached the culmination. Now, after having said this, Krishna is going to describe about the topmost yogi, even as compared to an Ashtanga yogi, in the next sloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.